She's here tonight, my granny. Now, she's based on my own granny. He lived in Edinburgh. And the funny thing about all these puppets is they bring out sides of you that you didn't know you had. Granny is clairvoyant. I don't even believe in that kind of thing. But she has this bizarre ability. Gran, yes, dear. Come on out. Hello. Oh, the fresh air of central Leeds, dear. That's lovely. Shall we get you out? Yes, here's your arm. Oh, look at that, a whole arm. Have I got another? Yes, here it is. Oh, Nina, the elk will bend the other way. You're stuck there. Oh, there. Oh, I've got a finger that points. That's lovely. What am I pointing at now, dear? I don't know, a dirtying arc on the floor there. And you in the shoes of a whore. Fine, whatever you say. So there's your leg. Oh, that's lovely. Is that the left or the right? I don't know. Oh, the anticipation. What's your money? Oh, look, they were crossed. Happy days. Okay. Let's let your bag fall. That sounds like a horrible euphemism. Sorry, it's a little bit twisted. Oh, no, dear. What's going to happen? I don't know. Oh, this is interesting. How do we... Oh, no, dear. You made a pig's arse of this. And on the DVD recording night, dear, I'll just go through here. Oh, lovely, dear. That's wonderful, dear. Oh, is she... again. Okay, you happy now? Yes, very happy, dear. Oh, this one's rising high tonight, dear. Look at that, it's going up the sleeves. Oh, no, that made them go terribly separated, dear. That's fine. So can you use the finger to get it back in place? No, they're fine. It's going up the sleeve now. You see, they're just socks. They are, they're stuffed socks, and they wander freely as they will. Right, so Gran, I was telling everybody that you're sort of clairvoyant. Oh, yes, it's true. Like, I've never met you before, but I know you work in a community cafe, am I right? That's astounding. I've never met you before there, dear. I know that you're a teacher for adults and sociology and God knows what else. That's amazing. Well, it is amazing. And this man right in the front, in the centre, I've never met him. He's radiating a kind of warmth. What do you mean? Like a sort of shame. Shame. Like a recent exertion has caused him to question his moral life. I've got a message from you, dear, from the ether. You're well loved. We all think the world of you. Let's have another round of applause for you, dear. Amazing. Excuse me. So how do you know these things? I guess that... excuse me. Oh, I thought I sounded sick. I guess that you could have heard from the bag. No, I wouldn't know who these facts pertained to, dear. No, you would, because of another reason. Ach, you're such a doubter. She doesn't believe in anything. We need to give her proof. What do you mean? If you proved your clairvoyance, I'd really be freaked out. No, we just need a wee assistant. You, the teacher on the end, would you join us for... No, she says, no. Okay, the lady who works in mental health, would you join us, please? Yes, here she comes. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you so much. Well done, dear. Oh, it's lovely of you to join me. Thank you so much. Oh, don't fall over. We've got no insurance. So would you stand on the right, dear? Thank you so much. That's a lovely shirt you've got, dear. Isn't it lovely? Just a wee iron. It's a lovely shirt, dear. Thank you so much. So what's your name?
Kerry.
Now, Kerry, I knew that, by the way. Yeah, right, Jan. No, it's true. Kerry, Would you help me show Nina that there's more to life than the physical world?
I'll try. Yeah.
Okay, good, because I feel we've got a real connection. Now, did you, Kerry, when you were little, have a wee toy that you were fond of, a wee teddy or something that you were fond of?
I did.
You did? And did it have a name? Don't tell me. Did it have a name?
It did.
I know the name already. Yeah, right. Shut up, dear. Don't undermine everything. Kerry, I know the name of that toy and you know the name of that toy. Now, I'd like you to write down the name. Can you get the note card? Okay. I have to bend down, Grant. Ugh, this is dicey. Oh, no, dear. Wait, hang on. No, help me, dear. Oh, I got to know myself very well just then. There you go. So, right, now what I'd like you to do in large letters in the centre of that notepad. Wait a minute, dear. Write the name of your toy in nice large letters so everyone can see. Okay, and Nina, you take a good look at what she's writing. No, I'm going over here because we're not having you cheat. So, okay, have you written it down? Okay, now you hide that. Don't show anyone just now. Now, get my notepad. Get your notepad, okay. You have to bend down again. Ah, oh, no. Okay. Now tell me, Kerry, this name, does it start with a G?
A G?
A G.
It does.
It does? Really? What? Okay. If I got it right, it would be a lot less funny, wouldn't it, dear? Think on your feet, Nina, think on your feet. Wow, I'm amazed. Okay. Now put that pen in my mouth and I'll write the end of the word. You okay? Uh-huh. Yeah, G, you know that. This is ridiculous. Thank you very much. Now, Kerry, I didn't know you when you were little. Oh, look at the pen. Oh, Stephen, thank you so much. Catch it with your foot, Nina. Oh, this is as exciting as it gets, is it not? Oh, Leeds City Varieties, have you ever played Ken football before? Are you going to get it? I could, but then I might drop you. Oh, just let's just watch it settle. Thank you, Kerry. Sorry if that distracted. It's extraordinary what pleasure can be derived from a rolling pen. Okay, so you've written a name down here. I have indeed, and it starts with a G, Kerry. Is the next letter an E? It's not! Are you going to freak me out? Tell us in loud voice what the name of your toy was, dear.
George.
Holy shit, you got it right! Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Kerry, how on earth? How on earth? You maybe show somebody to corroborate that. What does it say? It says George. I'm freaked out. Thank you so much, Kerry. Thank you so much, dear. Lovely to meet you. You keep doing your good work, and well done, dear. Well done. Round of applause. Can we put you in your bag? Yes. Look at me riding side saddle on a ventriloquist. Where do pleasure cease? Joy unbounded, dear. Okay, just bundle me in here. Don't stand on ceremony. Don't want to be a garden to you, dear. Oh, Graham, you never would be. You can take me to that nice place in Switzerland any time you like. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be forced to find my own way out of this life. What are you talking about, Gran? Like my husband, John. Oh, don't talk about that. So depressing. John was a painter, yes, enough. And he couldn't paint anymore. And he just wanted to get done with it all, so he jumped into a tree shredder. Good luck with the comedy, dear. That's so horrible. We used to sing a wee song, and one day I'll be joining him. Can I have a closing number, please, Shauna? Oh, there it is. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Join in with me, Nina. I can't keep smiling through. Join in.
Just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
Was I pre-recorded? Don't worry about it. Thank you very much. Good night, that was Granny. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Well done, though.